Welcome to After Sunday, a Sherwood Oaks podcast. Sherwood Oaks Christian Church is one church in several locations in South Central Indiana, and we care most about saying yes to love in all areas of our lives. Our Sunday gatherings are important, but we don't want our faith lives to stop there. Every week on After Sunday, we will talk next steps for the most recent Sunday conversation and how you can give this content life beyond just Sunday.
Welcome back to After Sunday. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Maggie.
And we're glad to bring you another episode of After Sunday.
Yeah, we are in the middle of a series. It's our four chair series. And yesterday we talked about chair three. But we want to make sure, in case you've missed out on the last few weeks, we want to kind of bring you up to date about what chair three is and how we got here.
Yeah.
So we got through here starting at chair one. And as we talk about this chair series, it's really a series, and the chair illustration is used to help you understand how we grow in our faith and kind of where we want to end up in our faith is in the fourth chair. And so chair one is the seeker, someone who's learning and asking questions, trying to figure out what their faith is. So that's chair one. And then when they move to chair two, they become a believer.
Yep.
And chair two is someone who says, okay, I'm going to follow Jesus. They're kind of making that commitment, but still kind of in the early stages.
They're learning.
Still learning.
And growing. Like the chair they used was the high chair.
High chair, yes. Like being fed spiritual information. And we talked a lot about how 9 out of 10 Christians don't get out of chair two. It's the most comfortable chair to stay in, letting other people kind of give you information and doing that. So that's chair one and two. And then yesterday we really focused on chair three.
Yeah.
Which is the engager.
The engager. And that's an interesting one because they used two different chairs. They used an old school desk and a, I forget what the actual technical term
is. Mechanics.
Yeah, mechanics stool.
Yeah, it like rolls.
On wheels.
Yeah.
And it was cool to see Tom roll around in that. But anyways, I think that is a great illustration because not only are you like searching and growing and learning, but you don't just learn to learn. That makes you a believer.
Right.
You learn to put into action.
Yes.
And so, you know, how we love and how we care for others, like we talked about in our Good Neighbor series.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen to that. That's kind of what I think of when I think of chair three is like, okay, I'm really starting to not only learn, but I'm putting those things into action.
Yeah. I loved the illustration we heard several times over the weekend was you can read all the manuals you want about swimming, like how to swim and how to do strokes and all these things, but until you actually get in the water.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I think that's what chair three, the difference between kind of chair two and chair three is chair three, we're also learning, growing, doing all these things, but we're actually getting in the water.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you kind of
get your feet wet.
Yeah, get your feet wet, jump in, whatever that looks like. And it's kind of the chair where you need to trust and obey that you can do it. You know, so it's kind of getting out of that easy, comfortable chair where you're being fed and start putting action into your words. Like I said, getting your feet wet and trusting, obey in what God is asking us to do.
Right. And I think, I don't know if we talked about this or not, but just the Holy Spirit's role in all that.
Oh, yes.
You know, we rely on Him. Just as much as we rely on anything, you know, like our knowledge and stuff, like A lot of times, like things happen or I do something, and it's like that wasn't me, you know. Like I don't know how that happened, how that just came out of my mouth, but it wasn't me.
Yeah.
And like that is very comforting too.
Yep.
So as we're in and talking about chair three and how we love and how we care for others, it's like that is the most impactful thing. It's not only like the training manual. It's not only the training manual, or it's not only like how well you know the Bible, or you know, all these different things. It's how are you pursuing Jesus and relying on Jesus in how you care for others.
Yeah.
Because the filter that you almost want to get is the golden rule,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you know, I've thought about the golden rule for the longest time is like, what, you know, treat others like you want to be treated.
Right.
And it's like, okay, I want to treat them like I would want to be treated. Mm-hmm. But that's putting it through my filter
mm-hmm.
of like me.
Right.
So if I want to treat others like if I was them, mm-hmm. how would I want to be treated?
Yeah, so putting it through their filter instead of
mine. Putting it through their filter instead of mine.
I like that. And I love the word you use, like relying, because mm-hmm. I think that's a huge part of Chair 3 is relying on Jesus. I can't tell you how many times a day when I have conversations, especially spiritual conversations, or when I'm like counseling with someone, how many times a day, just in my head, I'm like, okay, dear God, your word's not mine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm not saying things incorrectly. But when I rely on Jesus to be those words, then it's just that comfort of knowing he's not going to give me the wrong words.
Right.
I'm allowing him to work through me. So I love that word, relying. And there was a great illustration yesterday about, we're talking about the engager in Chair 3 and the illustration of when two people get engaged to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that was like, you know, they're choosing to be in that committed relationship. They're trusting, they're relying on each other and relying that the other person is going to put in their part too, you know, and that's kind of the start of the relationship. And then you have to keep working,
yeah.
growing, learning, knowing each other. And that's so much the same when you become an engager in Chair 3.
Yeah.
I'm saying, okay, yes, I'm in. And I made that decision in Chair 2 as a mm-hmm. believer. You know, I made that decision. But Chair 3, when I choose to become an engager, that means I'm fully relying and trusting that, you know, I'm not in this by myself. God is doing this with me. And when I get my feet wet or have those conversations, do whatever, he is going to be, I'm allowing him to do that work through me.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. And that illustration, I don't know if you've heard, but like, when you talk about marriage and mm-hmm. stuff, like the way I've always heard it and thought through it, one of my college professors talked about love and marriage as like, you know, the model mm-hmm. of how God loves us. And so when we are in our marriage relationships mm-hmm. or the marriage relations that we think of, it's supposed to be the model of how God loves humans.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's not a one-way street of love. Mm-hmm. It's two one-way streets going towards each other.
I love that. This weekend, I've been at a conference and learning a whole bunch of things. And something that was brought up during that conference in kind of a different aspect was that when you begin like dating someone, the neurobiology behind the way your mind works when you're new in a relationship. So say like as a believer, you're new in your relationship, and then as your love grows for that person, like the neurobiology works of your brain change, which is kind of the same thing I think of as an engager, where it's changing from that like, I want to be fed. Like, I just, you know, as a believer, I want to hear, I want to learn, I want to do all this stuff, which is great. But then, like you said, taking that, how my brain is going to change, and putting it into the works, like sitting in the mechanic's chair, rolling it under the car.
Yeah.
And making it happen. But I just thought that was interesting how, like, your brain actually changes throughout relationships and as you learn to love someone in a deeper and different way. And that's kind of like your relationship with Jesus and how we want to keep growing in that faith and allowing our brain and our relationship and our trust to grow and change.
Yeah, that's really good. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, it was something new I learned this weekend, which I was like, it is the same, and not in just like a relationship, you know, when you get married to your spouse, but like in your relationship when you're pursuing that intimate relationship with God.
How does that, do you know how that rolls over into just like friendships?
I'm sure it's the same thing because a lot of it has to do with comfort and how, you know, when it's a new relationship, the science behind in your brain is there's almost ways where you want to like, I don't want to say impress, but you know, like impress, or you're kind of maybe treading a little more lightly, like, oh, I'm just kind of on the front end of stuff. And as you gain this comfort and this trust, like the way your brain reacts to that person changes. So you can even think of it as like your one life. I mean, the more time you spend with your one life, your love for them changes, just because it's how our bodies are wired, which in the grand scheme of things, we shouldn't be surprised because God has designed us.
That's true.
But I think of it that way. I'm like, well, of course, like he put us together that way. So
yeah, that's true. And I mean, honestly, that all of this, like learning like that and everything, it just reminds me how much of chair one mm-hmm. translates into each chair.
Every chair.
Yeah.
I love that. I think that's just still kind of this throughout this whole thing that is so important to know that we always need to be seeking and learning and yeah. growing, but then it's just actually putting it into action, I think is just so important. I loved one of the verses that was used this week was Job 42:5, and it says, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you."
Yeah.
And I think that's a great verse for chair three. Because in yeah. chair two, like, we're hearing all about God, we're reading the Bible, we're praying, we're doing these things.
Right.
But then chair three, I mean, that's when you're like, oh, I'm going to let him work and watch it happen.
Right. And I think, so there's my friend wrote a book, mm-hmm. and it's not out yet, but I got a copy.
Oh, that's exciting.
I feel good about that. he wrote a book, and there's this line in there that really talks about how our faith is a journey, mm-hmm. and it's a continual journey, mm-hmm. and we're always growing, we're always learning. And there's a quote. Can I share?
Yes,
a quote.
Please.
I sent it to my brother because he was mm-hmm. talking about. Anyway, whatever. It's no longer a journey if you think you've arrived, because the second we believe that we have obtained the absolute is the second that we have made an idol out of our own idea of who we think God is.
Ooh. That's good. Will you read it again?
Yeah. It's no longer a journey if you think you've arrived, because the second we believe that we have attained the absolute is the second that we have made an idol out of our own idea of who we think God is.
That's kind of, I don't know what the word is. I'm thinking of like kind of in your face as in like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, just kind of keeping you in line there. But I think it's true. Like until Jesus comes back, until we walk into the gates of heaven,
yeah.
we should always be growing and learning because, I mean, just pursuing that relationship and always trying to learn more and have that relationship the way he's designed it it's never going to stop.
Right.
Until we're home.
Yeah. And that sounds almost tiring. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, like, when we are relying on God and we are pursuing mm-hmm. God and continually growing, we're in essence bringing heaven here.
Yes.
And so there's a rest in that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we put so much pressure on ourselves to love
yeah.
and to care for others.
Yeah.
But, you know, although we are called to love, mm-hmm. we're not called to every opportunity
yeah.
to invest. We have to take care of ourselves too.
And we're not called to do it on our own.
Right.
You know, so I think that's exactly. a big thing to remember. Yes, we're called to love. We're called to do all these things. But then, like we keep saying, like allowing God to work through us, engaging mm-hmm. with that relationship with him and allowing him to do that work and putting that work into action, then we don't have to carry that burden that I have to do all this today. Well, I don't
right.
have to do it by myself.
Right.
I have to show up and let God work.
And that's why it's not a burden. Because
right.
it's not us.
Yeah.
It's him working through us.
I know.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's sometimes easier said than done, but
yeah.
but I love knowing that
most
we're
of the time.
Yeah, that we're not in it alone. So next week we will wrap it up. We'll be with chair four and talk about the discipler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the big one. That's where we all want to get to. So oh, and also just a reminder, we talked about it a little bit last week, and if you have not checked out things on social media or the website socc.org, we have that...
lock screen?
Thanks. That's the word I'm looking for, the lock screen.
Yep.
That has a picture of the four chairs, just as a visual reminder. Every time you open up that phone, that make sure you are moving through the chairs and keep pursuing your relationship with Jesus.
Keep on moving.
Yep. So download that, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of After Sunday. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. For more information on the things talked about today, visit our website at socc.org or stop by one of our locations in Bloomington or Bedford, Indiana.